witnessed an unbroken succession of Akkadians, Babylonians, Persians, Greeks, and Romans. And there were, moreover, the incredible achievements of ancient India and ancient China. It therefore became second nature for us to think of civilization as an old world invention, and not to associate it with the new world at all. Besides, it was standard teaching in the 19th and 20th centuries that the Americas, North, Central, and South, were among the last great landmasses on Earth to be inhabited by humans, that these humans were nomadic hunter-gatherers, that most of them subsequently remained hunter-gatherers, and that nothing much of great cultural significance began to happen there until relatively recently. This teaching is deeply in error. And as we near the end of the second decade of the 21st century, scholars are unanimous not only that it must be thrown out, but also that an entirely new paradigm of the prehistory of the Americas is called for. Such momentous shifts in science don't occur without good reason. And the reason in this case, very simply, is that a mass of compelling new evidence has come to light that completely contradicts and refutes the previous paradigm. Everyone has and does their own thing, and my own thing, over more than a quarter of a century of travels and research, has been a quest for a lost civilization of remote prehistory, an advanced civilization, utterly destroyed at the end of the Ice Age, and somewhat akin to fabled Atlantis. Plato, in the oldest surviving written source of the Atlantis tradition, describes it as an island larger than Libya and Asia put together, situated far to the west of Europe, across the Atlantic Ocean. Hitherto, I'd resisted that obvious clue, which I knew had already been pursued with unconvincing results by a number of researchers during the past century. As the solid evidence that archaeologists had gotten America's Ice Age prehistory badly wrong began to accumulate in folders on my desktop, however, and with new research reports continuing to pour in, I couldn't help but reflect on the significance of the location favored by Plato. I had considered other possibilities, as readers of my previous books know, but I had to admit that an immense island lying far to the west of Europe, across the Atlantic Ocean, does sound a lot like America. I therefore decided to reopen this cold case. I would begin by gathering together the most important strands of the new evidence from the Americas. I would set these strands in order, and then I would investigate them thoroughly to see if there might be a big picture hidden among the details scattered across thousands of scientific papers in fields varying from archaeology to genetics, astronomy to climatology, agronomy to ethnology, and geology to paleontology. It was already clear that the prehistory of the Americas was going to have to be rewritten. Even the mainstream scientists were in general agreement on that. But could there be more? This book tells the story of what I found. Part 1. Manitou, The Mystery of Serpent Mound. Chapter 1. An Enchanted Realm. Archaeology teaches us that the vast, inviting, resource-rich continents of North and South America were among the very last places on Earth to have been inhabited by human beings. Only a handful of remote islands were settled later. This is the orthodoxy, but it is crumbling under an onslaught of compelling new evidence revealed by new technologies, notably the effective sequencing of ancient DNA. The result is that many of the most fundamental facts of American archaeology, many of the ground truths upon which the theories and the careers of its great men and women were built in the 19th and 20th centuries, now stand exposed as fallacies. Far from being very recent, it's beginning to look as though the human presence in the Americas may be very old, perhaps more than 100,000 years older than has hitherto been believed. This greatly extended time frame, taking us back deep into the Ice Age, has profound implications for how we view, interpret, and date